KTBB Friday Morning News Time 7:51. Garth Mayer, the whole crew, thanks for locking into AM 600 and 92.1 FM. As we do this time every Friday, we check in with KTBB owner, general manager Paul Gleiser, and you tell me.
We're sponsored by KE Sellers, Tyler's Old World Boutique Winery in the French Quarter on South Broadway, across from the mall. My wife and I were invited by my good friend and the Tyler area's former representative in Congress, Ralph Hall, to join him and his supporters on election night to eat barbecue and watch the returns. So my wife, my younger daughter, and I headed for the town square in Rockwall, where Ralph keeps his district office, and we joined what became a celebration as Ralph Hall easily beat back five Republican primary challengers. The square in Rockwall looks like it came from a Norman Rockwell painting. The dozens of supporters, friends, and constituents crowded into Ralph's office looked as if they did too. Despite the fact that many in the crowd were anywhere from moderately to significantly wealthy, you wouldn't know it to look at them. There were no Armani suits, no Michael Kors dresses. The women wore modest jewelry. The air rang with the sound of our Texas drawl as Ralph moved through the crowd. In addition to the barbecue that the Ralph Hall campaign provided, supporters brought homemade pies and cakes. Someone gave my daughter a homemade chocolate chip cookie with M&Ms baked in. All of which led my wife to say, spontaneously, "These people are the salt of the earth," a fact that is both undeniable and yet totally unappreciated by those currently running our country. It has finally gotten through to me that we, and I mean you and me and the members of your Sunday school class and those nice people in Rockwall the other night, are all looked down upon by a very small group of East and West Coast elites in government, the media, and entertainment. As was well expressed the other day by Fox News Channel boss Roger Ailes, there is a very strong tendency among our coastal elites to confuse simple people with simpletons. Most Americans are simple. They love their families and they love the flag. They believe in God. They're working toward a comfortable retirement. They instinctively understand that nothing worth having is free. They believe that able-bodied and able-minded people should not be dependent on the government. Americans in their simplicity believe that the best way to have a secure future is to get a good education and then apply that education through hard work. They believe they should be able to keep the majority of what they earn. All of these traits lie at the very heart of American goodness, and there's nothing complicated about any of it. I now realize that not only does that simple goodness not impress our uber-educated elites, they actually look down upon it with condescension and contempt. Imagine Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, with his multiple degrees from Dartmouth and Johns Hopkins, trying to relate to the Rockwall County Treasurer. Imagine Attorney General Eric Holder, class of 73 at Columbia, having a conversation with the Rockwall County DA. Imagine Diane Sawyer or Katie Couric being sent to Rockwall to cover Ralph Hall's re-election. All of these luminaries would react the same way. They would say to themselves, "Look at these unsophisticated rubes. What was she thinking when she bought that dress? Who tied that tie for him? Do all of these people shop at Walmart?" And then they would become more resolute in the conclusion that they have already reached. People like us, with our non-Ivy degrees and our thick regional accents, cannot possibly know better than our pedigreed benevolent elites what's best for us. That's why health care reform refuses to die, despite being underwater in the polls by as much as 2-1. In the view of our ruling elites, we don't oppose health care reform because it's too costly and too intrusive and will likely make getting the care we need more difficult. We oppose it because we are too dim to understand. So in much the same way our mothers made us take foul-tasting medicine when we were kids, we're going to get health care legislation we oppose because it's for our own good. And if we object, we're going to have our noses held with one hand while it's forced into our mouths and down our throats with the other. A small, elite group of people think that we, 310 million Americans, are not smart enough to run our own lives. If you think it stops with health care, you are sadly mistaken. That's my word. What's yours? Go to ktbb.com/youtellme, and you tell me. On the subject of simple, let's talk about simple pleasures. After a hard week, tell my friends at KE Sellers that you want to go on a flight. Tell them to pour you a tasting flight of their three newly released 2007 wines. Start with the Syrah I've been telling you about, the 2007 Kiepersall Estates Syrah. Move then to the 2007 Kiepersall Estates Merlot and finish with the 2007 Kiepersall Estates Cabernet. You're going to like one of them. There's a good chance you're going to like all three. Pick a bottle, order a meat, fruit, and cheese tray, repair to the KE Sellers seating area, and enjoy the company of a spouse or a friend and enjoy the live music. A simple act of gracious living that doesn't cost a lot of money yet restores body and spirit. Oh, grab a bottle of your selected wine to take home as well. You can do all of this because KE Cellars is a working winery with a tasting room. Try any of the wines in the KE Cellars collection before you buy. You'll never get home and be disappointed. KE Cellars, Tyler's Old World Boutique Winery in the French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall and online at kecellars.com.